Welcome back to Steam Stadium. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens controlled the first quarter. Appleton North had the better of the second quarter. And the second half is going to be a dogfight here. Appleton North coming in with a 2-0 record. Evergreens at 1-1 on the season. DC Evers gets the ball to start quarter number three. Evergreens football is sponsored by Ace Hardware Weston. More than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can. They welcome you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Cloverbelt Credit Union is a sponsor of tonight's game as well. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. If you're concerned about the Evergreens' defense, they again have had trouble controlling a big physical quarterback. Dan Rothbauer has been a huge factor in this game. Appleton North rolls him out when they want to pass. They've had several design plays for Rothbauer as well. And Rothbauer, running behind a big offensive line, has gashed the Evergreens for a lot of yardage. The Evergreens, though, well, they've been alternating quarterbacks in that second quarter. The offense seems to run better with Michael Nicholas, but Nicholas also made a mistake. When the Evergreens got the ball into the red zone, had a chance to go up by two scores when Nicholas was intercepted. And the intercepted pass was run all the way back. In fact, it was run back for a touchdown. A touchdown that was called back because of a block during that long 95-yard return. Appleton North got the ball at that 50-yard line, but it was a critical moment of the ball game because the Evergreens were about to go up by two scores, got turned away and came up empty. And since then, the Lightning have come back to tie this ball game. That's the coulda, shoulda, woulda moment in this game. That the Evergreens could have been up by two scores and were unable to take advantage of that. Appleton North, I will tell you, got off to a shaky start. They looked disoriented in that first quarter, particularly after giving up the fluke safety and then having the Evergreens drive after the free kick for a touchdown. And since then, Appleton North has played with more confidence and seems to have gotten the ship righted. The running back, Ethan Dams, is going to kick off. Kyle Zableski is back to return the kick, along with Mitchell Bowles. Zableski had two kickoff returns last week. He busted one out for a big game. In that Wisconsin Rapids game, Kyle Zableski will have the distinction of saying he was tackled by a girl. Wisconsin Rapids kicker saved him tackle. Bouncing kick picked up by Mitchell Bowles at the 20, across the 25, 30, spins free, 35, still going. Room down the sideline, 50, across the 45, cuts it back, he's into the clear. He's going to go to the house. Opening kickoff of the second half is taken back, 75 yards for a touchdown, but there is a flag, and this kickoff return is going to be wiped out. Penalty marker back at the 35-yard line, and this is all for naught. And just as that ball was kicked off, the rain has started to fall at DC Everest. We've got a rain shower here. Of course, we're going to play through it. But we are going to rain on the Evergreens parade. Holding DC Everest wipes out what would have been a 75-yard kickoff return. Instead, the Evergreens will start back in their own end. And you know what? Mitchell Bowles didn't need that block to spring it. He had already cut the ball back to the center of the field and was going down the far sideline. The block happened on the near sideline, trailing the play. So now we will play in the rain, first and 10. After the penalty, the ball spotted at the 22-yard line. Mike Nicholas, starting quarterback. I formation, two receivers either side. Here comes a handoff up the middle. That's Nathan Reedy carrying, and Reedy's got short yardage. In fact, he was stopped up at the line of scrimmage, no gain. So we did not see Wyatt Brown out there on the kickoff return, and we have not seen Wyatt Brown out here on this opening set. So let's look for Wyatt Brown on the sidelines and see if he's hurt. It is Reedy who is the featured running back there. And we do have a wet football situation. Rain has just started a few minutes ago, and it is Not a driving rain, but it's steady. First and 10. Nicholas has two receivers out to the far side. Three-step drop, he will throw. Throws to the flat, receiver slips, and was unable to hold on to that ball. Was looking out in the flat to Zach Becker, and it's third and 10 coming up here. Everest Football is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Evergreen Sports. Yep, I don't see Wyatt Brown out there. Third and 10. Reedy is in the backfield, so is Brady Burrell. Two receivers out to the far side. Quarterback under center, draw play. This is Brady Burrell. Burrell is roped down at the 25-yard line. Ball comes free, but he was down. Brady Burrell gains 4 yards, and the Evergreens will have to punt. A three and out to start the second half. After a long 75-yard kickoff return, wiped out by a penalty. 8-8, but Appleton North's about to get the ball back. Standing back to receive Zach Hoffman's kick is Connor Roland. And he's already busted a long return. Here's the snap, and there's the punt. It's a low-line drive. Bounces at the 45-yard line. Rolls forward for the Evergreens. Down to the 43, there'll be no return. Avery Allard hustling down to down the ball there. That's where Appleton North will start. 10:19 to play, third quarter, 8-8. And we're about to see Dan Rothbauer for the first time. Rothbauer will work from the pistol here with receivers out to either side. Everest with a five-man front. Rothbauer design rollout. He's got a handoff. It's a delayed handoff. Stopped up a yard or two. Ethan Dan's on the carry. It'll be a gain of 2 yards, second and 8. Cody Cocker was over there to make the defensive stop. We're sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau. Getting ready for a fall hunting trip? Stop by Baseman's for great ideas on staying comfortable in any outdoor weather, like the rain that we're dealing with now. Baseman's, a trusted name for 80 years. Shotgun formation with receivers off to either side. Quarterback keeper met in the backfield. Down he goes. Michael Plaza stops up that play along with Mitchell Bowles, who came into the backfield. It's a loss. And third and long coming up. Minus 4. Which will make third and 12 coming up for Appleton. The Evergreens defense needed the breather that they got at halftime. Rain seems to be letting up. It was heavy, but heavy for just about 5 minutes. Most of the umbrellas are down now. Here comes a third down play. Two receivers are bunched to the near side. There was movement, no flag. Design rollout. Quarterback being pursued. Throws downfield, has a man, but it's intercepted. Turned over. Going up high, making the interception is Brady Burrell. And the Evergreens lived dangerously there because the receiver got behind Burrell. He was able to pick it off because the ball was underthrown. It is Appleton North's first turnover of the ball game. The first turnover that was not committed on downs. The Evergreens had a 4th-and-1 stop back in the first half. And D.C. Everest will get the ball at their own 34-yard line. Brady Burrell with the interception. And Michael Nicholas out to lead the offense again after going 3 and out their first series. Two receivers out to that far side. Keep it on the ground. Hand off up the middle. Now it's a fake. Busting it to the wide side is Kyle Zableski, but it's strung out. And Zableski didn't get any yardage there. No gain. That lost a yard. They were trying to get more of the defense to buy into that fake dive to the middle. Enough of the Appleton defense stayed at home. Yep, no Wyatt Brown, and I do not see him on the sidelines either. So that's a big missing piece that the Evergreens appear to be without for this second half. Two receivers to the near side, pitch out. Evergreens try the near sideline, and turning the ball upfield is Kyle Zableski. That tackle was up high around the collar. Evergreens looking for a penalty. There is none. But Zableski still manages a 9-yard gain, third and manageable here. It's a well-designed play. There's a lot of room along that near sideline. Good scheme. So here comes third and 3. Evergreens need the 44-yard line. I formation and two receivers wide. Nicholas, quick snap. Handoff, second man through. That's Reedy. First down yardage. Needed three, got four. Nathan Reedy last week did a good job spelling Wyatt Brown, and it looks like he will be busy in the second half here if Wyatt is unable to go. Again, I don't see him on the sidelines at all. Reedy checks out here. Zach Becker is in the backfield as well. They put Alec Martin out wide as well. Evergreens have two receivers to the near side. It is first and 10 at the 46-yard line. Evergreens keep it on the ground again. This play is strung out and thrown back for a loss. Nothing doing there for Kyle Zableski. Lightning defense won the fight at the line of scrimmage there. They were able to slide down the line of scrimmage and deny Zableski the corner. It's a loss of three. Second and 13. Evergreens need to be mindful. This has a little bit of a look and feel of one aspect of the Stevens Point game where they weren't productive on first down. Last couple of possessions, the Evergreens have not moved the ball on first and 10. Second and long, quarterback fake, tries to run, dodges one of the receivers, throws over the middle, incomplete. There's going to be a late hit, though. Michael Nicholas was under pressure, was hit after the ball threw away, and this is going to be a penalty. It's going to give the Evergreens a first down here. Nicholas was looking for Zach Hoffman over the middle, threw it at his feet. But one of the Lightning players took that extra step and hit Nicholas. We're going to walk off 15 yards, move the ball into Lightning territory, and give the Evergreens a first down. Evergreens football, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporters of local high school sports. Mallory and Zimmerman attorneys at law, wishing all area athletes a successful season. A 15-yard penalty moves the ball to the 42-yard line in Appleton North territory. Tied 8-8, third quarter. Chris Conley and you, what a nice combination for a Friday night. We've got a whistle and a stoppage. An official timeout here. Nope, now the ball spotted ready for play. First down. I formation for Nicholas, receivers either side. Second man through. There's some yardage there. That's Brady Burrell. Burrell's got 5 yards. So it looks like it will be a platoon to spell Wyatt Brown. We don't know the nature of the injury. We know that Wyatt Brown is not out on the lineup, though. So there is positive yardage on first down. Second and five, and maybe six. This is the deepest penetration into Appleton North territory the Evergreens have had since that Nicholas interception in the second quarter. That was early in the second quarter. Passing on second down, looking to the near side, ball's tipped, still into the hands of the running back, complete, out across the 30 to the 23-yard line, Zach Becker. Becker had some room out there. And that goes for a 13-yard completion to the 25-yard line. I thought one of the linemen playing in space was able to get up and tip that ball just a little bit. Still found its way into Becker's hands. And the Evergreens have a first down again. The Evergreens need to come away with points on this drive. They want to upset Appleton North. They got to stick the ball in the end zone here. And here is a handoff trying the far sideline. There's a little room there for Brady Burrell. Tripped up as he was trying to get the corner. He still has 5 yards and moves the ball down to the 20-yard line. Nathan Reedy comes in. And Brady Burrell comes out. Again, it's a running back platoon situation here. Referees blowing the whistle because there's some kind of stoppage involving lineman Josh Merchant. Merchant had to come out for a moment. It's injured or something there. Jacob Troska comes in to be his replacement on the offensive line. Here comes second and five at the 20-yard line. Evergreen sent two receivers to the near wide side of the field. We've got another stoppage. Someone taking a timeout here? Nope, we're ready to play. At the halfway point of the third quarter, 6 minutes to go. Nicholas under center. Big rush coming. It's a handoff. Stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain. That was Nathan Reedy. In fact, Reedy, they're going to mark him for a loss of a yard there. So here comes third down. Seven to go. Long field goal here if the Evergreens don't pick up the first down. but that would give them the lead in this 8-8 ball game. You really want to come away with touchdowns when you drive the ball this far into your opponent's half of the field. The Evergreens have moved the ball nicely here, but they need this third down pickup. They have to get the ball inside the 15-yard line to keep the drive going. Three-step drop, looking to the flat, pass is incomplete. That was a bad pass, tried to lead Brady Burrell a little too far. Michael Nicholas misfired there. Fourth down comes up. And it is decision time for the Evergreens. They are going to try a long field goal. DC Evers Football, sponsored by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand. Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. So Kyle Kurtenbach is going to try this kick. The kick will come from the 29-yard line, so it's a 39-yard try. This should be within his range, although nothing's a gimme with the kicking game in high school football. The snap is a little bit low. The kick is headed towards the goalpost, but it is wide and short. No good. The Evergreens come away empty. Lightning to take over in this tie game. Neither team has scored since halftime, and we have 5:08 to play in the third quarter. Once our ball game is done, Wausau East and Kimberly, they're playing at Tom Field tonight, and Tom King is standing by with the play-by-play. So Appleton North takes over at the 20-yard line. Star receiver Javante McGraw is the single wing on the near side of the field. See if they try and get the ball to him. Quarterback keeps it, turns up field, yardage, breaks a tackle, across the first down marker, still going, and out of bounds at the 38-yard line. 18-yard gain for Dan Rothbauer. The Evergreens have not done a good job containing him. Rothbauer is well over 100 yards on the ground. First and 10. The momentum has been wearing the white and blue of Appleton North since the first quarter. And the Evergreens bench wants a timeout here. They don't have the right defensive lineup. The officials don't see it. So we'll play on. Rothbauer, quarterback, keeps it. Block. Near the near sideline. Out of bounds. It's got another 7 yards or so. It looked to me like we had a block in the back that's not called. Appleton North thinks there was a late hit out of bounds there that was also not called. So we play on. Rothbauer was still forward for 7 yards on first down, second and 3. Officials looking over at the near sideline to make sure they have this ball spotted correctly. Again, Appleton North thought their quarterback was hit late out of bounds. That's not the call here. Second down and short. And again, when you have that big positive gain on first down, you have a lot of options for second down and 3. Whole playbook is open here for senior quarterback Dan Rothbauer. Works from the shotgun. Receivers either side, single back behind him. Handoff up the middle. Met at the line of scrimmage. Spinning free and gets a block. Goes into the clear. And Ethan Danz may bring this all the way to the goal line. He's going to be caught from behind. Down inside the 10, down at the 5-yard line. Game of inches. Ethan Danz was almost stopped up at the line of scrimmage, but he was able to spin free, and the Evergreens defense was unable to finish him off. And instead, he moved forward for a 55-yard run. First and goal for Appleton North at the 5. And the Lightning are on the verge of taking a lead in this ballgame. See if the Evergreens have a defensive answer. Three receivers bunched to the near side. Here's a pitch out to Ethan Danz. Those receivers are being used as blockers. But Danz does not get the corner and is shoved out of bounds at the line of scrimmage. No gain. So you see that clump of receivers, three receivers? You think, gee, we need something in the defensive backfield? They're used as blockers. That play actually went for a loss of a yard. He was shoved out of bounds. 4:25 to play third quarter. Tied 8-8 for now. As Appleton North is trying to take their first lead of the ball game. Rothbauer's shotgun, single back, receivers either side. He looks to throw. He's got time. Now he's flushed out, thinking about running. Throws corner of the end zone. His receiver is open. Incomplete. Caught, but out of bounds. Weston Florkey was able to make the catch, but was not able to get a foot down in that near corner of the end zone. Quarterback Dan Rothbauer bought himself some extra time there by using his feet and scrambling towards the near sideline. Here comes third down. Third and goal at the 6-yard line. Here comes a big play for the Evergreens defense. Trying to keep this game even at 8 apiece. Evergreens have not scored since 9:38 of the first quarter. They've driven the ball into Appleton North territory twice since then, but have not come away with points. Now we've got a whistle and a stoppage. And an official timeout. Is one of the players injured or someone slow in getting up here? Nope. Referees spot the ball ready for play. Third and goal, 6-yard line. Again, a bunch of three receivers to that near side of the field. Quarterback fakes it, keeps it himself, up the middle, touchdown. Dan Rothbauer faked the handoff and then drove it right up the gut. And he's into the end zone for a 6-yard touchdown run, and Appleton North has the lead. We stand now at 14-8, with the Lightning about to decide if they will go for two or one. Looks like they are going to come out for a one-point try. Is Alex Mackey trying for the extra point? His kick is up and good. The Lightning have their first lead of the ballgame. 4:15 to play in the third quarter. It's 15-8 Appleton North. Back after a 30-second timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Steam Stadium, where for the first time this ballgame, the Evergreens find themselves trailing. Appleton North has just scored on a 6-yard touchdown run. See if the Evergreens have an answer. Alex Mackey to kick off. It's a line drive kick taken at the 10-yard line. Going right up the middle is Mitchell Bowles. Bowles still on his feet. 25-30 down at the 31-yard line. Evergreens will start there. DC Everest football is brought to you by Covantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union and the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Michael Nicholas has gotten all the snaps since halftime. He was spelled occasionally in the first half by Darren Sanchez. Nicholas is out there now. Evergreens line up with Hagenbusher and Zableski in the backfield. Wyatt Brown apparently injured. We have not seen him since halftime. Evergreens get the snap. Penalty down. Pass is incomplete. Mitchell Bowles had turned up field before the ball was snapped. This is going to be a legal procedure against the Evergreens. And they're going to be backed up. Another mistake there. Bowles was not in motion. He had turned upfield before the ball was snapped. A pretty obvious illegal procedure. Question is now, will Appleton North decline it and take the play, which resulted in no yardage? Yep, Appleton North will refuse the penalty. They'll be happy to play at 2nd and 10 instead of 1st and 15. 4:05 to play, third quarter. The Evergreens need to move the ball. You cannot afford a three and out here. If you go three and out and allow Appleton North to score again, boy, this game looks a lot different. Handoff here, roped down in the backfield is Nathan Reedy. Seemed like there were Lightning defenders in the backfield as that exchange was being made. Reedy's thrown back for a loss of three. The Lightning defense is asserting itself. They have become much tougher than what we saw in the first quarter when the Evergreens moved the ball. Been much tougher sledding in quarters two and three. Third and 13 coming up here. Evergreens of Brady Burrell in the backfield, along with Kyle Zableski. Three-step drop, quarterback will pass. Goes to the near side, there's a lot of contact there, no penalty, and the pass is incomplete. Looking for Alec Martin. They're going to rule that Alec Martin moved into the defender, and that the defender was holding his ground. Alec Mackey providing the defense. Pass is incomplete, and the Evergreens have gone three and out again. They'll have to punt back to Appleton North. Talk about putting pressure on your defense. That's the situation the Evergreens D will be facing when they come back out onto the field. Zach Hoffman to kick it away. Hoffman gets the snap. Here's a good kick, angling towards the sidelines, bounces at the 35-yard line and is downed at the 33-yard line. 39-yard punt. So Appleton North will have at least a long field, but the defense, boy, the defense for DC Everest has been out on the field for a long time. Appleton North is dominating time of possession in this game. Quarterback Rothbauer back out after leading his team to pay dirt last time. It was Rothbauer's 6-yard touchdown run that completed the last Appleton North drive that gave them the 15-8 lead they now enjoy. Here's a handoff up the middle. Stopped behind the line of scrimmage is Alec Thiel, and he's thrown down. That was Mike Plaza on the defense. There is a penalty marker down. See if the Evergreens take this penalty or take the play for a loss. It's going to be an illegal procedure against Appleton North. We'll wait for the indication. The play went for a loss of 1 yard. So the Evergreens will have a choice of second and 11 or first and 15. I would think you take second and 11. Question is this a dead ball foul? No, it's not. They'll refuse the penalty, and the Evergreens will play second and 11. Yeah, that seems about right. Evergreens football is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center and Covantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. A little bit of disorganization here, and Appleton North is going to take a timeout. Didn't have the right personnel on the field. While we have this break, why don't we take a 30-second timeout as well? 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Appleton North now leads 15-8 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
As a referee, I pay attention for a living. While I'm busy watching the game, I need your help keeping an eye on the stands.
If you see something that doesn't look quite right, tell a law enforcement official.
We all play an important role in protecting our communities, and you can help.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
If you see something, say something. It is used with permission by the New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority.
We are Fox Sports.
Welcome back to Steam Stadium. Second and 11 coming up after the Appleton North timeout. DJ Paul Belke keeping the crowd entertained during our periods between plays here. Evergreen's defense has to get off the field here. And here comes Rothbauer to the line of scrimmage. Design rollout. Rothbauer will keep it. Has blockers. Turns it upfield. First down yardage. He's into the clear. Down the sideline. He may go all the way. They will not catch him. Dan Rothbauer has just taken the ball 64 yards to put Appleton North up by 2 scores. Design play for Rothbauer, had blocking in front of him, and sprung it down the sidelines. Since the first quarter, it has been all Appleton North. I believe Appleton North will try the extra point here. As for the first time in the ball game, we've had one of these teams go up by 2 scores. Alex Mackey to try the extra point. Snap is down, kick is towards the uprights, and it is good. So the 64-yard touchdown run puts Appleton North up 22-8. Back after a 30-second timeout. This is DC Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stadium. First football game of the year with the student body back. Classes began earlier this week. Students who are coming out for the first time saw the Evergreens jump out to an 8-0 lead and no points since then. Appleton North with 22 unanswered to lead 22-8 now. Kyle Mackey to kick off. Mitchell Bowles and Kyle Zableski back to return. Again, Wyatt Brown has not played in the second half, apparently injured. Low line drive kick. Zableski at the 10. Across the 15, 20, met right in the middle and down at the 25-yard line. First and 10 there for DC Everest. Well, there's certainly a lot of time in the ball game. We have an entire fourth quarter to go and 2:44 to play in the third. Evergreens, though, have to have something to account for their offense. Twice in the ball game, they've moved the ball into Appleton territory, once into the red zone, but came away with no points. They need to be more opportunistic now that they have the ball. Michael Nicholas at quarterback. Under center, handoff up the middle. Here is Nathan Reedy. Reedy breaks a tackle, goes forward. He's got 10, he's got 12 yards. First down, Nathan Reedy. And again, we've got the quarterback hitting the backfield, Michael Nicholas. There's going to be a penalty here, and they're going to get 15 more yards. Michael Nicholas was hit after he handed off the ball, and he was not a blocker. He wasn't faking there. And I believe they're going to walk off 15 more yards against Appleton North after Reedy's 12-yard gain. And that's the second time that Nicholas has been hit. And again, here's the indication, personal foul against Appleton North. And they're saying that they're refusing that play? No, that's not right. The personal foul has got to be in addition to the yardage, not an either or. The referee's got to sort this out. Yeah, the personal foul is going to be in addition. The referees are going to talk this over and get this right. The ruling on the field is that quarterback Michael Nicholas was hit after he handed off the ball to Nathan Reedy. So that's not an either-or situation. That's the yardage plus 15 more yards. And yes, the referees have it right here. They didn't have it right at first, but they have it right now. And they'll move the ball across midfield down to the 46-yard line in Appleton North territory. That's the second time that Appleton North has been penalized for roughing Michael Nicholas. Nicholas getting the majority of the snaps with Nick Sierakowski out with a bad ankle from week one. Sierakowski may return to this team next week. And now the Appleton North bench wants an explanation. This is just a silly delay of this game because Appleton North knows that the officials got this wrong initially too. It's the yardage plus the penalty. 12-yard run, 15-yard penalty. It's 27 net yards for the Evergreens here. DC Everest football sponsored by Telusti and Kennedy. Attorneys at Law, we're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. And DeVorney Orthodontics, they see more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Or visit them online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Evergreen sent two receivers to the far side, first and 10. Backs in the I formation. Nicholas, second man through, met at the line of scrimmage and lunging forward. I believe that's Brady Burrell. Gain of only a yard there. So again, the Evergreens struggling to get that positive yardage on first down. They're faced here with second and 9. One of the biggest defensive changes, there's not been much up the middle for the Evergreens. Part of that may be that Wyatt Brown is out. And part of that may be that the Lightning defense has toughened up. Receivers to either side. Nicholas is under center. Hands to the second man through. This is Reedy. Reedy has some yardage there. Spins forward. Doesn't have first down yardage, but it's going to be third and manageable. Reedy gets 4, and third and 5 is coming up with the ball at the Appleton North 41-yard line. Minute and a half left in this third quarter. Things started out so well for the Evergreens. Safety, touchdown, led 8-0. But they trail now 22-8. Evergreens defense has gone, Evergreens offense, rather, has gone into hibernation. Third and five. Evergreens need this. Appleton North sends extra pressure. Quarterback to pass. Throws to the near side. Undershot his receiver. Incomplete. That was a misfire, too. He was looking for Nathan Reedy out of the backfield and threw it at his feet. Fourth down. And the Evergreens will punt, even though they move the ball down to the 41-yard line. It is fourth and long. Wonder if the Evergreens have a fake in mind here, because backup quarterback Darren Sanchez is in this formation. Watch for a direct snap to Sanchez. See if that's what the play is here. No, it indeed is going to be a punt. Goes all the way back to Zach Hoffman. Hoffman gets off a booming kick over the head of the receiver. Mackey was too good. Goes all the way into the end zone and out of bounds. 41-yard punt, but only a 21-yard net, as it's a touchback for the Lightning, and they'll start at the 20-yard line with 1:03 to play in the third quarter. Game two of our Fox Sports doubleheader is Waxhaw East and Kimberly. You'll hear it once we have a quick wrap-up here from Steam Stadium. Next week, two interesting games. We'll start at 6:30 next Friday for DC Everest on the road, no, just up the road, at Tom Field against Waxhaw West. And then a road game for the Waxhaw East Lumberjacks as they'll play at Appleton West. First and 10, misdirection play, handoff up the middle. Ethan Danz has blockers, moves forward. He rips off 14 yards for a first down. Again, the Evergreens have to account for quarterback Dan Rothbauer. Rothbauer moved to the left. Danz got the handoff and moved to the right. 15 yards on first down, first and 10. Yeah, production on first down has been a huge difference in this game. Appleton gets big chunks of yardage on first and 10, and the Evergreens have struggled there. Now under a minute to play in the quarter. Quarterback handoff again. Ethan Danz again. This time up the middle. He's roped down from behind and tackled for a gain of 2 or 3 yards. Nathan Sleafert and Mike Plaza combined for the stop there. Cody Cocker was in as well. It's going to be second down and 6. Still managed to gain 4 yards. The Lightning, I don't think, have huddled up all game. They call these plays at the line of scrimmage. They get them run in from the sidelines, and then they're called in formation instead of huddling up. Second and 6. Handoff again. Nope, quarterback will keep it. Got a block. Turns the corner and has first down yardage again. Forced out of bounds at the 50-yard line is Dan Rothbauer. In fact, he moves the ball across midfield with a gain of 12. And a first down now to the Evergreens 48. DC Everest football sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest running rental management company in the area. Easy Living Management, making managing your rental property easy. If the Lightning score here, it's the equivalent of a knockout blow. The Evergreens will not be coming back from 3 scores down against this quality of an opponent. This will likely be the final play of the third quarter. Quarterback handoff here to Ethan Danz. Danz is met at the line of scrimmage, stopped up and thrown back. No gain there on first down as our third quarter comes to an end. 12 minutes left. Evergreen's defense needs to make a stand. They are down 22-8 to Appleton North. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
I'm Rachel Ray, and food is not only the way I make my living, it's how I spend time with my family and friends. It's hard to imagine true hunger, but sadly, 1 in 6 Americans don't know where their next meal will come from. They're your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers. Visit feedingamerica.org/hunger to find out how you can make a difference. I'm Rachel Ray, and together, we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are Black Sports!
The fourth quarter will begin with Appleton North having moved the ball just over midfield into Evergreen's territory. Second and 10 awaits when time is back in for quarter number 4. 12 minutes left in this one. And the Evergreens defense has to find a way to give the ball back to the offense here. The offense has to find a way to score. I'm Chris Conley for week 3 of high school football on Fox Sports Radio. We're sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. In that fourth quarter, Dan Rothbauer with two touchdown runs from 6 yards and from 64 yards. Here, second down, handoff, and first down yardage for Ethan Dance. The Evergreens get one play where they stop them for no gain and then give up 12 yards right up the middle. The Appleton North offensive line is bigger and is pushing the Evergreens around at this stage in the game. Ball now sits at the 39-yard line. Javonte McGraw, the star wide receiver, will line up to the near side. He's the single wing there. But another receiver up to that far side now for Dan Rothbauer, the quarterback. Rothbauer keeps, gets a block. There's a hold that's not called. He's pushed out of bounds there. One of the linemen had one of the Evergreens players, at Michael Plaza, from behind, holding onto his uniform. No flag. Dan Rothbauer was pushed out of bounds after gaining 3 yards. They give him two. Down to the 37-yard line. Clock stops with the ball out of bounds. Back conserving time for the Evergreens is going to be important because they're going to need the ball a couple of times here in the fourth quarter. Almost getting to the point where the Evergreens have to force turnover. Evergreens have had two miscues, a fumbled punt snap, and an interception thrown by quarterback Mike Nicholas back in the second quarter when the team was in the red zone. For Appleton North here, second and eight. Snap is bobbled by the quarterback, still gets the pass off, and his receiver is all alone on that far sideline. This is first down yardage, pushed out across the 30, down to the 25. Completed pass there to Weston Forkel. And he's going to move down to the 23-yard line. The snap on that play came up high to Dan Rothbauer, and he had trouble for a moment finding the handle. Bobbled it for a second. In fact, I think the Evergreen defenders were going for the ball and abandoned their receivers there. And that allowed for first down yardage. Rothbauer carrying again on first down. Breaks a tackle, being dragged inside the 10. He's down at the 6-yard line. So Rothbauer now, as Evergreen defense grows more and more tired, Rothbauer, the big physical specimen, they're having a harder time pulling him down. First and goal now at the 8. Rothbauer gained 15 yards. He's getting stronger while the Evergreens defense is struggling. Conditioning may be a factor. One of the Appleton North players is down, though, and we're going to have an injury timeout. Is that the quarterback who's down there? Yeah, it's Dan Rothbauer, the quarterback, and they're looking at his ankle. Well, this comes at a time when his team is up 22-8. But Appleton North may be on the verge of losing a big piece, just like the Evergreens already have. Wyatt Brown is injured and has not returned since halftime. In fact, I do see Wyatt Brown now on the bench. He does have his helmet on. And I see him now. He's walking around. Wyatt Brown was injured in the second quarter, and he's limping. Not on crutches, but he's limping. And now the Appleton North quarterback, Rothbauer, is coming off the field under his own power. They were looking at his ankle, but maybe he also just had the wind knocked out of him. He's coming off under his own power, and he looks a little lame, but, I mean, he's coming off on his own. So let's see who will come in as a backup quarterback. That is Matt Hotwe. Matt Hotwe is a junior, 6 feet tall, and he has receivers to either side. First and goal at the 8-yard line. Hotwe pitches back, trying to get the corner and rope down from behind and shoved out of bounds as Ethan Dans. Dans gets to the 5-yard line, but no closer. 10:54 to play in this ball game. And let's see if Hotwe stays in. Yes, he is. So Dan Rothbauer's injury is severe enough to keep him out for more than one play. Again, if the Lightning are able to score, starting quarterback or backup quarterback, it may be a moot point here. Second and goal from the 5-yard line. Hotwe gets the snap. Design pitch out again, trying Ethan Dans for the corner. Didn't get there. Shoved out of bounds at the 2. Close, but not in. In fact, they'll mark him inside the 2-yard line, maybe closer to the 1-yard line before Ethan Dans was pushed out of bounds. Cody Cocker providing the Evergreens defense. So it's third and a yard and a half.
Third and goal from the one for the Lightning.
And for a third play, Rothbauer stays on the sideline. And Matt Hotway is the quarterback. Again, he has Dans in the backfield. Third down, they need a yard. They'd probably go for it on fourth. Hotway gets the handoff up the middle. Stopped up at the goal line is Ethan Dans. No indication he's not in. The Evergreens defense has made a stand at the one-yard line. They're going to spot the ball inside the one. Fourth down. And on fourth down, Appleton North is going to send in the field goal unit. So why are they not going for it? Well, because the field goal makes it a three-score game.
For the Lightning, it looks like they're going to go for a...
Yeah, the field goal make it 25-8. And this is going to be a short kick. Alex Mackey is the kicker. And this is going to be an 18-yard try. It's even a little shorter than an extra point. Although the kick comes from the far side. There's the snap. It's a line drive, but it's blocked. And the ball is loose. If the Evergreens pick it up, they can run this ball back. That ball is still live. The Evergreens should run the ball back. Oh, my. The Evergreens need to run the ball back. That ball is live. Everyone's just standing around. The referees are huddling. Why are the Evergreens not running this ball back on a blocked kick? That ball should be live. Instead, the Evergreens player just picked it up and ran out of bounds. Oh, my. And the ruling is going to be missed kick, dead ball. That ball should be live. This was mishandled by both the referees and by the Evergreens. And they're going to put the ball at the 20-yard line. That's a blocked field goal, and the ball should have been live there. Wow. Okay. Evergreens at the 20-yard line. After a failed 18-yard field goal try.
First and 10 Evergreens from their own 28-yard line.
One of those plays where you would try and get some kind of explanation here. Still a two-score game, 22-8. 20-yard line. Here's Michael Nicholas. First and 10. Evergreens quarterback play action pass. Got some pressure. He was hurried, and his pass is incomplete. Didn't have time to set his feet, looking for Mason Hagenbusher out in the flat. It's been a while since Michael Nicholas has completed a pass. By my count, he has missed on his last four attempts. Second and 10. And first down production continues to be a bugaboo for DC Everest. Our broadcast sponsored by Intercity State Bank, providing full service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us. Convenient locations, Schofield, Weston, Wausau. 9:51 to play in the game. The Evergreens need to score. Quarterback fake. It's a handoff up the middle. Appleton North stayed at home. And there's no gain there. Nathan Reedy. Reedy gets a yard. Third and 9. The Evergreens offense has simply not been as productive since that first half. Truth be known, the Evergreens need to come away with more points when they had the momentum earlier in this game. They did not. They were given a safety on the opening play of the game and then managed to drive after the free kick for a touchdown. And that's been the offense. Nothing since then. Third and 9 here. We will go under 9 minutes to play after this snap. Under center is Mike Nicholas with receivers out to either side of the field. Nicholas, three-step drop. Slant pass is a little bit behind and off the hands of Michael Moe. Moe was open. Pass was misfired. And again, Mike Nicholas is suddenly an ice-cold quarterback. Fourth and 9. The Evergreens have just gone 3 and out, and they'll have to punt again. Evergreens football sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Zach Hoffman is back to kick. Evan Pulse is waiting for this kick. Here's another high, booming punt. Fair catch. Secured at the 39-yard line by Connor Rowland. And Appleton North will start again there. So Appleton North with this possession will get to chew up more time, which the Evergreens need. You know what? There's a penalty marker down back where the punt came from. It's maybe a roughing the kicker call. Someone run into Zach Hoffman? So if it's a personal foul, the Evergreens would keep the ball. If it's just a running into the kicker, it's a 5-yard penalty and could be enforced from the spot. And the Appleton North coach is way out onto the field looking for an explanation. know, the Appleton North coach should not be a part of this conversation as the officials try and sort out this penalty. You would think you'd get the coach back out of the officials' huddle here while the officials are deciding what the penalty is going to be, a running into the kicker or a roughing the kicker penalty. While they sort this out with lots of input from Appleton North, we'll tell you that our broadcast is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the sports experts at the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Still waiting for an indication. This penalty is going to be against the Evergreens? Okay. Still don't have an indication on what this call is. It's a hold against DC Everest. All right, not running into the kicker. It's a hold. So the ball moves back to the 3-yard line. And now Zach Hoffman has to punt from the back end of his end zone. And Appleton North is going to get very good field position out of this. So here's the snap. A lot of movement there on the line. No penalty. Line drive kick out to the 40-yard line. And the running back there slips down and falls across the 40-yard line. Connor Rowland lost his footing. And the ball will be first and 10 at the 39-yard line. Short field here for the Lightning. Will quarterback Dan Rothbauer come back out? Nope. Rothbauer was trying to run and trying to loosen up on the sidelines during that last series. But they'll keep him out. Matt Hotway will get his second series. Hotway was able to drive the ball down to the 1-yard line before his team missed a field goal. Hotway gets the snap, ball is loose, and the Evergreens are going to have it. I believe at the bottom of this pile, DC Everest is going to have the ball. Waiting for an indication, they're sorting out the pile, Evergreens ball. So the door stays open a crack for DC Everest. Underneath at the bottom of the pile was Jake Doffringhouse. So a first and 10 fumble from the replacement quarterback, Matt Hotway. And the Evergreens come right back out on offense. If the Evergreens are going to do something, again, they need the ball twice. They have to score here, get a stop, and score again. 22-8 is our score. 8:47 to play in the game. First and 10, Nicholas to pass. Looking for a man, got him open and overthrew his intended receiver, Kyle Zableski. Zableski had a step. Zableski was turning, though, towards the center of the field, and the pass went to his back shoulder instead of his front shoulder. Quarterback and receiver were not on the same page there, although Zableski was open. And by my count, Michael Nicholas has missed his last 6 passes. Evergreens football is sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, see valleyscommunities.org. On second down, handoff. This play is going nowhere. Stop in the backfield and shove back for a loss of a yard or two is Brady Burrell. The Evergreens have found nothing up the middle when they've tried to run the ball straight up the gut. We've got an injury here. Brady Burrell, the ball carrier, is slow to get up. And we'll have a stoppage here because of it, with 8:26 to play in the ball game. During this injury stoppage, why don't we take a 1-minute timeout? 8:26 to play. It's Appleton North 22, DC Everest 8. This is Everest Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. In InterCity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Back at Steam Stadium with Chris Conley, and the Evergreens have just lost Brady Burrell. He needed help to get off the field, limping right ankle. Wyatt Brown already exited the game by injury. Third down, looking over the middle, pass is overthrown, looking for Mitchell Bowles, and it's intercepted, turned over to Appleton North.
Mitchell Bowles was intercepted.
Caught by one of the deep backs there.
24.
It was Evan Pulse who made the interception.
Down in the play by
and Appleton North gets the ball back. So the teams have just traded turnovers here in this fourth quarter. And the Evergreens are no closer to cutting in to this Appleton North lead.
From their own 27-yard line.
And Appleton North's starting quarterback, Dan Rothbauer, back onto the field. He had missed two series with what looked like an ankle injury. He's now back. Star receiver Javonte McGraw, near side in one-on-one coverage. Fake the handoff. Nope, it's the handoff through. Running back is breaking clear. Lots of yardage here. 40, 50, and out of bounds. Keegan Krewell carried. First time we've seen Krewell here. That's a gain of 31 yards. There is a penalty marker down back at midfield. This play may be coming back.
We have a play back at the 50-yard line.
See if we've got a hold. That's too bad because Krewell had so much room along the near sideline, he didn't need any help. And the play is going to be wiped out. Well, now this hold is a spot foul. And it's being called some 20 yards downfield. Even when they move this back, it's still enough for a first down. The ball would have been at the 35-yard line in Evergreen's territory. The ball will be spotted back at the 40-yard line in Appleton's half of the field. But it's still, even with the penalty, a gain of 12 yards and a first down. Under 8 minutes to play in the game. Dan Rothbauer, the quarterback. Hand off here to Ethan Danz. Danz gets through, still on his feet across the 50. Missed tackles. 40, 30, he's got a blocker. Cuts back to the 20, 10, to the end zone. Touchdown. And this game now is out of reach. A 60-yard touchdown run. Evergreens are a tired and fatigued team. Ethan Danz runs for 60 yards and a clincher for Appleton North. It's Dan's second touchdown run of the ball game. And it comes on the very first play. I take that back, the second play after an interception. Second thrown of the night by Michael Nicholas. Alex Mackey is out to try the extra point. High snap. Kick is up and no good. Missed it wide left. That kick was out of sync because the snap was high and was a little late in getting down. 28-8. Appleton North goes up by three scores. Back in 30 seconds, this is DC Everest Football on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone and Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a whole team of specialists on your side. Not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Blackhawks!
We're back at Steam Stadium, where the outcome of this ball game is no longer in doubt. Ethan Dan's 60-yard touchdown run has given the Lightning a 28-8 lead. And the Evergreens, already without their starting quarterback Nick Sierakowski, have lost Wyatt Brown and Brady Burrell in this game. Of course, we don't know the severity of their injuries. We know they won't be back tonight. Will they be ready next week for a much-improved game against Wausau West, one of the upstart teams? Line drive kick here. This is Nathan Reedy. That's Kyle Zableski. Takes it at the 15 across the 20. Got some room here. Busts out to the far sideline. He's got positive yardage. 40, 50, and roped out of bounds. Still on his feet. to the 45, the 44-yard line. Nice return there for Kyle Zableski. Zableski had a big return a week ago. Something positive on a night where not much has gone right for the last 2.5 quarters. The Evergreens had an 8-0 lead. Appleton North with 28 unanswered since then.
The 44-46-yard line of the Lightning. We did have a flag on the play.
Penalty marker down, though. Not sure what this is about. In fact, they didn't see where the penalty was. It's along the far sidelines, around the area where Zableski went out of bounds. A late hit of some kind? Not sure what we have there. Zableski spun and picked up an additional 5 yards as he was in the process of being tackled. Waiting for an indication here from the official. Personal foul against Appleton North. That is the third time in this ball game that the Lightning have been called for late hit personal fouls. Add 15 yards to the run. It's a 35-yard kickoff return and 15 more yards there. Everest will start at the 30-yard line. Again, they're down by 3 scores with 7.5 minutes to play. So this game is not likely to go into the win column. Still, you'd like to see something positive happen for your offense. Darren Sanchez is going to quarterback this series. Darren Sanchez hands off. Sanchez faked the handoff, kept the ball, and he's forced back for 4 or 5 yards. They think that Darren Sanchez can be developed into a Nick Sirikowski kind of quarterback, someone who can run and be fast with his feet, use the shotgun, whereas quarterback Mike Nicholas operates from under center. Sanchez in this ballgame has not been able to move the team, though. In fact, they've not picked up a first down with Sanchez on the field. This will be his possession, though. Clock is moving, and we go under 7 seconds. Design rollout. Sanchez will keep it. Cuts into the line of scrimmage, and he goes across the 30, gets back the loss on the last play, and 2 more yards plus that. So Sanchez gets 6 yards. Third down. And 8 to go. So we will see Sanchez in a throwing situation here. At least you would think. The Evergreens missing a lot of pieces. They had some big injuries in week 1, and they've seen 2 more of their running backs. Wyatt Brown, you've got to wonder if Wyatt Brown's not able to go if he misses substantial time. Well, you might get Nick Sirikowski back next week. The Evergreens are a hurt and demoralized team right now. Sanchez to pass. Throws under the middle. This play is blown dead. There was movement on the line of scrimmage. Sanchez completed the pass, but some of the defenders had already heard that whistle and weren't playing through. This is going to be an illegal motion against DC Everest. They're going to go back 5 yards. Yeah, it's a false start. 6:09 to play in the ballgame. And again, Appleton North has taken control of this game. We were tied 8-8 at halftime. In the third quarter, Dan Rothbauer scored 2 touchdowns from 6 yards and a long 64-yard run. And now in the fourth quarter, Ethan Danz has added a long 60-yard run of his own. Again, this Evergreens defense has given up a lot of yardage and has been vulnerable to big plays. The offense now has a third down and 14 after the penalty. 3 receivers to the far side. Sanchez to pass. Looks to that far sideline. Got a man, overthrew him, incomplete. And here comes fourth down. He's looking along the far sideline for Alex Martin. Alec Martin. It is fourth down. Will the Evergreens punt or will they go for it? I think they're going to go for it here. Well, they have moved the ball into Appleton territory. In fact, actually, they have not really moved the ball. They started at the 35-yard line after the penalty. The ball sits at the 35-yard line right now. Fourth down. 14 to go, and the Evergreens will go for it. Draw play, quarterback will keep it. And Sanchez is met at the 30-yard line. He gains 4 yards. He needed 10 more, and the ball is turned over on downs to Appleton North. And I believe that Appleton North will begin using some of their bench here. The day may be over for quarterback Dan Rothbauer, who was dinged up a little earlier in the game. Let's see who comes out to run the offense here. Nope, it's going to be Rothbauer again with 5.5 minutes to play. 28-8 is our score. And after three unanswered touchdowns, again, the game is out of reach here for the Evergreens. They will fall to 1-2 on the season, and Appleton North will improve to 3-0. Here's a handoff up the middle. Ethan Danz met at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. A loss of a yard there. Who's near the bottom of the pile there? Defensive stop for Casey Coltsy. Second and 10. Clock continues to move, and Appleton North has no sense of urgency here. They'll have a happy ride back to the Fox Valley. The matchup that everyone will be waiting for later this season will be when Appleton North plays Kimberly. The Evergreens won't see Kimberly until week 9 of this high school season. Another road game for the Papermakers. There's a handoff up the middle. Cut down from underneath him is Keegan Crowell. Crowell was stopped there in combination by Jake Coonan is out there. J.C. Meade was underneath there. Here comes 3rd and 8. 4.5 minutes left in our game. Wausau East and Kimberly follows this broadcast. Next week, on the road, D.C. Everest and Wausau West from Tom Field. That's our early game. Then Wausau East will be on the road against Appleton West on tape delay next Friday night. Here's a handoff, and on 3rd and long, Appleton North has picked up the first down with a gain of 8 yards. Keyshawn Henning across the 40 to the 41-yard line. And Appleton North will be able to keep possession and run more time off the clock. In fact, we've got a penalty at the end of the run. Face mask against D.C. Everest. This will be one of the unintentional face masks. At other levels of football, including the NFL, all face masks now are 15 yards. At the high school game, there's still a distinction. A personal foul face mask, an intentional grabbing for 15, and an incidental face mask for 5. That was a 5-yard penalty. It is still 1st and 10 at the 48-yard line. And Dan Rothbauer, I'm not sure what the wisdom is of keeping Rothbauer in there when he's already been hurt. Rothbauer handoff, new running back up the middle. Here comes Grant Bergen, and Bergen's got 10, 12, 13 yards. He's across the 40, down to the 39-yard line. Yep, the Evergreens are a tired, weary football team now. The Evergreens' defense is gassed. Even as Appleton goes to their secondary players, the Evergreens' defense having trouble making stops here. It's been a humid night, and Appleton North is a big physical team. You want a couple of chances during the season to measure yourself against the very best. Appleton North is one of those teams. The Evergreens were close through the first half and then have not been nearly as effective in the second half. Here's a pitch out on first down, trying the far sideline. That's Keddie Sirakis, and he's got 8 or 9 yards again, down to the 32-yard line. Appleton North has been ripping off big yardage on first down. You know, for some of the Evergreens fans, yeah, the Evergreens can remember a time, if you're a longtime fan, when the Evergreens were the dominant team, when you find the Evergreens in the situation that Appleton North is in now. But in this Valley Football Association, a lot of these Fox Valley teams that have been added into the Evergreens Conference are tough customers and good programs. Appleton North is about to beat D.C. Everest for the 3rd time in regular season play. Here's a pitch out. And getting close to the first down yardage is Keyshawn Henning. Henning is brought down right at the sticks. He needed 3, and I think he's going to be just a little bit short. 3rd and 1 coming up. 2.5 minutes left in our game. We will have a very quick wrap-up before we begin Wausau East Kimberly High School football coverage. 3rd and 1 at the 30-yard line. They need the 29. Rothbauer again, shotgun formation, as receivers out to either side. Motion against the offensive line. It's going to back up Appleton North by 5 yards. So 3rd and 1 has just become 3rd and 6. You know, during our D.C. Everest broadcast this year, Young's Pharmacy in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center in Schofield are donating to the Never Forgotten Otter Flight for each point the D.C. Everest Evergreens score in tonight's game. 8 points so far tonight. $8 donated to help veterans travel to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials in their honor. After the penalty, here comes 3rd and 6. Maybe the Evergreens will get the ball back one more time on offense. See if we can get another opportunity for Darren Sanchez, who has struggled during the times that he has been out there. He's had three series. Here's a handoff up the middle. And carrying the ball is Grant Bergain. And at third and six, gets the first down. He gets eight and goes down to the 26-yard line. Under 2 minutes to play. Appleton North, if they want, after picking up this first down, can go into victory formation and run out the clock. Again, it's been a while since this game has been in doubt. Appleton North is leading 28-8. While they are not in victory formation, but you can imagine this will be a conservative play. Dan Rothbauer at quarterback gets the snap, pitches out. Here comes Keshawn Henning. Henning is strung out, stays inbound, so the clock continues to run. He's still got 5 yards. Now, the Evergreens thought they did a lot of good work in the weight room, thought that they would be a big and physical team to match up with teams like Appleton North and Kimberly. That has not been the case here. Appleton North was the bigger physical team, and they've wore down the Evergreens as this game has gone on. Under a minute here, and Appleton North is indeed going to take a knee and then take their victory. Rothbauer, the quarterback, is now under center instead of from the shotgun or pistol, gets the snap, takes his knee, and that's going to do it for this ball game. Appleton North will not have to snap the ball again. Under 20 seconds to play now. And the teams are going to go over to their benches. They will soon be shaking hands as this ball game is over. DC Everest did not score in quarters 2, 3, or 4. And Appleton North has defeated the Evergreens 28-8. Congratulations to the Appleton North Lightning. Let's take a 1 minute timeout and we'll wrap up today's broadcast and give you a scoring recap as well. Back in a minute. 28-8, Appleton North over DC Everest. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390. FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Steam Stadium in Schofield. I'm Chris Conley, where moments ago, Appleton North defeated Everest 28-8. The Evergreens jumped out to an early 8-0 lead in this ballgame, but did not score after the 9:38 mark of the first quarter. The game started off on an unusual play. On the opening kickoff, Appleton North's Keshawn Henning mishandled the kickoff, found the handle at the 2-yard line, and took 2 steps backwards into the end zone, called for a safety. The Evergreens had a 2-0 lead before either team's offense had even come out onto the field. The Evergreens took the free kick at the midfield line and then drived 50 yards for their only touchdown of the game. They scored on a 31-yard touchdown pass from Mike. 8-0 lead with 9:38 to play first quarter. Appleton North got the game even in the second quarter on a 5-yard touchdown run from Ethan Danz. Appleton went for 2 for the tie, and they were successful. Dan Rothbauer completing a 2-point pass play to Javonte McGraw. The game was tied 8-8 at halftime. In the second half, Appleton North scored 3 unanswered touchdowns. They began to put some distance between themselves and the Evergreens in the third quarter. A 6-yard touchdown run from quarterback Dan Rothbauer add the extra point to make it 15-8. Rothbauer on the next possession. A two-play drive. He busted a 64-yard touchdown run, giving his team a 22-8 lead. The backbreaker that put this game out of reach came in the fourth quarter when Ethan Danz, the featured running back for the Lightning's offense, rambled for 60 yards. It was two plays after an interception thrown by Everest quarterback Michael Nicklaus. Nicklaus was intercepted twice. Both of them figured in the outcome of the ball game. It set up that back-breaking fourth-quarter touchdown. Back in the first half, Nicklaus threw an interception when the Evergreens got down into the red zone for only the second time in the ballgame. The Evergreens were turned away empty at a point in the game where a score would have put them up by two scores. So the Evergreens have some soul-searching to do. They lost to a very good football team, one of the elite teams in the state. But they also saw that they were outmanned, that they faced a team that was more physical than they were. The Evergreens broke down and simply couldn't keep up as the second half wore on. The Evergreens team seemed to wear out, and the Appleton North team seemed to get stronger. The Lightning moved to 3-0, and D.C. Everest falls to 1-2 on the season. Next week, D.C. Everest plays Wausau West. We'll have live coverage starting at 6:30, 1 week from tonight here on Fox Sports Radio, followed by our second game next week. It'll be Wausau East on the road against Appleton West. Up next, we have game two of our high school football doubleheader. It'll be the Lumberjacks and the Papermakers of Kimberly. Tom King is standing by after we get a score update from Spencer Loomis in our Fox Sports Game Night studios. Our final score here from Steam Stadium, Appleton North 28, D.C. Everest 8. Thanks for joining us and have a great night. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to Everest Football on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Ace Hardware in Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulusty and Kennedy Law Firm, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, Valley Communities Credit Union, Hearing House, Young's Pharmacy in Wausau, and Coons Hearing Center, Schofield. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications. This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
I'm Spencer Loomis in the Fox Sports Radio High School Football Game Night Studios, and you just heard D.C. Everest lose to the Appleton North Lightning 28-8. Our second game is the Wausau East Lumberjacks versus Kimberly. And again, I'll be back at halftime to update scores on all of tonight's games. Now let's go out to Tom Field, where Tom King has the tape delay call of Wausau East versus Kimberly on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Now, Wausau East football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Coverage of East football is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center.